Every year on this first Sunday of Lent, we hear this story of Jesus being led into the desert by the Spirit, where he's tempted by the devil. And while the details of the story vary a bit among the different Gospels, the essential meaning remains the same. In the face of temptation, rather than rely on ourselves and our power to combat evil, we should turn to God and place our trust in him. In Luke's gospel, the first temptation involves a physical hunger. Jesus had not eaten anything during his time in the desert. Now, those of us who fasted for only one day on Ash Wednesday and moaned and complained about how hungry we were can only imagine how it must feel to go that long without any food. And so Satan comes to Jesus in this moment of hunger, this moment of weakness, and he tempts him to use his divinity to satisfy a physical hunger. Essentially, Satan is telling Jesus, if you are God or the Son of God, then there's no reason for you to feel hunger, pain, or discomfort, because everything's at your command. Just say the word, and all your desires will be satisfied. After all, why should you, the Son of God, go wanting for anything? Doesn't that sound familiar to us? How many times do we hear that voice that tells us that the physical, emotional, or spiritual discomfort that we're experiencing could easily be avoided? Satan almost always comes to tempt us when we're weak, feeling discouraged, stressed, isolated, and alone. He does it because he's lazy, and he doesn't want to work all that hard. And you know what? He doesn't have to. We do a lot of the work for him. He comes when he knows that we're weak and vulnerable and our defenses are down. How easy is it for us in those moments to turn to food, alcohol, pills, drugs, our phone, the internet, another person, or some other activity to satisfy our every desire? You know, sometimes it doesn't even involve something that's immoral. It could be this overwhelming desire for a new car, a new phone, a new purse, a golf club, whatever. I have to have it now. The problem's not always in the thing itself, but in allowing ourselves to believe that we can't be happy without having whatever that thing is and seeking our satisfaction in worldly things. How easy is it for us to satisfy the hungers of our heart and disordered passions of our soul whenever we choose to do so? It's quite literally at our fingertips. A click or a swipe to the right, and we can have what we want right now, or at least get it curbside or delivered. All we have to do is say the word, and poof, no more pain, no more hunger, no more discomfort, at least for a little while. Jesus points out to us in this first temptation that satisfying our every desire and passion should not be seen as the most fundamental good and highest priority in our lives. We should not pursue physical pleasure and comfort above everything else. Instead, we should learn to deny ourselves, to discipline our passions, and to trust that God will provide for all that we need. And this is why fasting is so essential during this Lenten period, because it helps us realize that with God's grace, we can discipline our passions and then redirect our hearts to find sustenance in God above all else. At the root of the second temptation is the desire for worldly power and glory. And while it's true that we are given some power in this world, and some more than others, we're not to pursue it as though it's the greatest good. We shouldn't seek power and worldly fame or approval more than we seek to make the glory of God visible to the world. What makes us truly powerful in this world is allowing ourselves to admit our own weakness, our need for God's grace, and then allow Him to do with our lives what He wills. When we trust in His grace, when we allow His grace alone to be sufficient for us, then we become truly strong and powerful. It's as Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, that it's in our weakness that His power becomes perfect. Now, this type of trust and surrender to God is easily said, but hard to do. And it can only come about in a life of prayer, the second discipline of Lent. Prayer is about surrendering ourselves to God and allowing His grace to be sufficient for us, asking Him to shine through our weaknesses and to make His glory known. Now, in Luke's account of this story, the last temptation takes place in Jerusalem. For Luke, everything leads to Jerusalem because it was the epicenter of life for the Jewish people. It was the place of true worship and all things holy. And so to stand on the parapet of that temple was to stand in the highest and holiest of places. And it's at that point that the devil tempts Jesus to put God to the test by jumping off the parapet and hoping that God will save him. Notice that in each temptation, it's their meaning, because that's what he does. He's a liar. He's an accuser. But he can also appear as an angel of light. He can take something good and use it for his own evil purposes. And then he convinces us to do the same. Here he's appealing to Jesus' ego. He's essentially tempting Jesus in his humanity to think that the entire world revolves around him. If we look closely enough at our own lives, I think you and I will find those times where we too give in to that temptation, where we tend to fall into a very self-centered, self-referential worldview. We tend to think that the way we look at the world is correct. We don't often consider the perspective of others. After all, my worldview is the one that matters the most, is it not? And instead of going outside ourselves and thinking about the needs of others, we turn in on ourselves. And we can be tricked into believing that everything in this world exists for me, rather than the fact that we all exist to help bring everything in this world back to God. Now, this is where almsgiving comes in, that third discipline of Lent. Through giving of our time and our money to the needs of others, we and our egos come to realize that we're not the most important thing in this world. We learn to forget ourselves to an extent, not completely. We realize that all the good things that we have been given, including our very selves, are meant to be shared with others as a gift. My friends, once again, Lent is a time for you and I to refocus our lives on God. It's a time to turn away from that sinful tendency to try to satisfy our every desire ourselves, to seek glory and honor, and seeing ourselves as the center of the universe. Instead, we turn towards self-discipline, honoring God and giving Him the glory, and putting God back at the center of our lives. Jesus, for His part, has shown us the way. He's given us the tools to counter every temptation the devil has up his sleeve. You and I just need to persevere, to pray, to fast, to give alms, and with the help of His grace and one another, to fight temptation when it comes, and to follow the way that Christ is with us and has already shown us how to overcome anything that stands in our way.